Hey, my friend, welcome to the 13th Lincoln Show. This is the first show of the spring 2007 season. I sure am enjoying this spring season. Today I helped my brother Benji figure out some wiring on his house. I decided he had to reroute his circuits to prevent overloading of his neutral wire. You see, he had two circuits, one lighting circuit and one outlet circuit. The two circuits shared a common neutral. The two circuits consisted of two breakers, two hot wires, and one neutral. The risk is, if both 20-amp breakers happen to be put on the same bus of the breaker box, then there is the possibility that 40 amps of electricity could be going through one neutral, and that could melt the white neutral wire without tripping the breakers and be a fire hazard. But if the two breakers are put on opposite buses, then the two hot wires cancel each other out, and there will be the possibility of no electricity going through the white wire. So we made sure the two breakers were side by side on different buses, never to be separated. So you electricians, tell me if I'm wrong, but I think we need to get a two-pole, double, 240-volt breaker to take care of those two circuits. My dad has been landscaping our yard with these stone gardens. He also likes making these really, really big, really, really tall swings. So above one of his stone gardens, he noticed way up in the tree there was this perfect branch, perfect for a perfect swing. So on this perfect day, he asked me to climb this perfect tree to hang the swing from the other perfect tree. The swing was to hang from the poplar tree, but the maple tree was easier to climb. So I climbed nearly to the top of the maple tree, and I got within about 16 or 18 feet from the poplar branch we were trying to hang the swing from. What I brought up in my pockets was fingernail clippers, a roll of string, two nuts, and two bolts. The nut bolt combination to throw over the desired branch, and the string to stay in the path of the thrown bolts, and the fingernail clippers to cut the string. It was kind of hard to throw the bolts in just the right location. After I threw the strings correctly, and after we secured both ends of the string, I stayed up in the tree a while talking to my dad, who was on the ground, about what kind of rope we should use to hang the swing from. We thought army surplus strap would be the best thing. So I let my dad drive my Jeep 90 minutes one way to go to an army surplus store to bring home some strap. He brought home some of the green army surplus strap, and he brought home some thick twine. We pulled the twine over with the string, then pulled the strap over with the twine. And he decided to use a couple ancient horse-drawn wagon wheel rims as part of the bench seat. Well, not the seat, but the frame that holds the seat. He made the bench seat out of a cherry wood slab and will also make a back to the bench. So now my dad's stone garden has a cherry wood bench wagon wheel rim framed army surplus strapped swing hanging from a poplar branch about 45 feet high. Invite yourself over to come swing on our swing in our beautiful state of Kentucky. Now I'll play a sample of what my church organ sounds like in my wonderful little office. Remember to check www.lincolnshow.com next Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening.